Studio 360.
A couple of years ago, the singer-songwriter Angel Olsen broke out with her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. I feel so lonesome, I could cry. But instead I'll pass the time. But then, after getting some real fame and popularity, she felt sort of trapped by the expectations to present herself as this lonely, anguished artiste singing nothing but sad songs. On her new album called My Woman, Olsen is definitely expanding her range from simple acoustic guitar to synthesizers and full-bodied Neil Young-ish rock and roll. The album just came out, and critics and fans, such as my daughter Lucy over there in the control room now, cannot stop gushing. Angel Olsen is here with her band, and she's going to start us off with her song called Shut Up, Kiss Me. Excellent. That was Angel Olsen playing Shut Up, Kiss Me. And I should say, Angel Olsen and her band. And before we proceed, why don't you introduce these 5 people around you.
Okay. Heather McIntyre is singing backup vocals with me. We've got Luke Norton playing guitar. And then we've got Paul Sakina playing guitar, Emily El Hash playing bass, and Joshua Yeager playing drums.
And you have enlisted these people from, you know, it's not just a band. You said, okay, I'm signing up a band. Emily, you were playing with back when you were in Chicago. Your drummer, Joshua, you worked at a coffee shop together in Asheville. Is that the way you like it, that, you know, professional life and friendship are interchangeable and fungible?
I don't like the environment of hired guns and not knowing anything about them. You're doing something that's really intimate. When you play music, you're making art. You're making something that is based on a language you're developing with that person. You want to understand them not only musically, but kind of understand where they're coming from as a human and get to know them as a human.
That makes complete sense. In terms of commercial success, I read you turned down $100,000 from a retail chain that who wanted to use a song of yours.
That was in the beginning.
Why did you do that?
Well, you know, I'm not against doing it. I feel like, why do you have to give it all away all at once? That's the beginning of your career.
Like, right.
You could take the money and run, and maybe you could take all that money and donate it to charity even, you know? But I just felt like it would be a big statement to make early on in my career, so right. I just didn't do that.
But kind of brave. I mean, that's a lot of money for somebody just starting out.
Well, you know, the goal was to say, like, I don't need to ask for that much because I'm about to play some good music with good people.
Right.
And
right.
Eventually, that's just what will happen.
I'll sell out eventually for $1 million.
Sure, baby. No, but it's. I don't judge other musicians for doing it, and I don't know if I'll always be so conservative about that. But to me, it's just another device to reach people.
So will you reach our people now and play another song?
Sure.
And this is Heart-Shaped Face?
Yes.
Excellent.
Even still, there is no escape from what I face, I have faced before. Have whatever love you wanna have, but I can't be her anymore.
That was beautiful. That was Angel Olsen playing Heart-Shaped Face from her new record, My Woman. When people write their own songs and sing them, the temptation is always to think, oh, this is just a direct expression of this person's soul and heart. And that obviously isn't always the case. And it seems maybe even less the case with you than some musicians, that sometimes these are characters that you're creating, like a fiction writer rather than a memoirist.
That's definitely the goal, is that I'm not taking myself too seriously.
Right.
While also not being afraid of being sincere when I want to be sincere.
Right, right.
Don't be afraid to be a character while also being genuine. Like,
right.
Make fun of yourself, but be sincere. Be able to be both.
You taught yourself to sing when you were a teenager by making your own recordings at home. Back then, what were you playing and what were you singing?
I mean, I was just it was like mumblecore, things I didn't understand. I was like, and then you kissed me, you know, like just making up stuff on the spot. But I think early on, recording myself was the way that I taught myself how to sing and taught myself how to notice structure and notice my voice.
As you were first listening to music, was there a song that you really fell hard for?
When a Hero Comes Along by Mariah Carey.
Well, let's listen to that song and you tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very dramatic. It's so beautiful! Just makes you want to cry.
There's a hero.
It's almost like a Disney song. Maybe
totally.
That's what, you know.
Do you remember literally the first time you heard it? Like what grade you were in?
Oh, man. This is like
you're looking
full
dance,
like 13 years old,
yeah.
14, for a slow dance where you're awkwardly very far away from the boy you're dancing with. And
right.
You're sort of like, you look like a zombie the way you're holding him. And you're like looking at your friends like, are they going to judge me?
Well, it's funny because you're looking around your bandmates as
yeah.
though they're judging
they
you
are.
For having like this.
Look at them. She says she loves Mariah. Thank you for being on my side, Emily.
Angel Olsen, it has been a complete pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
I like your music and you're fun too.
Well, thank you. You're fun. You're pretty fun yourself.
Yeah, I do my best. If you could just play us out with your wonderful song, Give It Up.
Sure.
Hurts to be around. I can't stand to your light.
That's Angel Olsen playing Give It Up off her new album. She's on tour right now, and at studio360.org, you can find out where to see her.